Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
As part of its 100-day plan, the government is currently processing reforms to resource management. And one of these changes is introducing what it calls a fast-track consenting one-stop-shop regime for speeding up infrastructure developments. The plan forms part of the New Zealand First and National Coalition Agreement with Minister for Resource Management Act Reform Chris Bishop and Minister for Regional Development Shane Jones at the forefront of this movement. They argue that the current frameworks that infrastructure developments are operating under are inefficient and costly, as current consenting processes cost infrastructure projects $1.3 billion every year. However, many groups have been highly critical of how a widespread fast-tracking approach could cost our environment and place the power of big infrastructure decisions in the hands of cabinet ministers. I spoke to Forest and Bird General Manager of Conservation Advocacy Richard Capey, about his concerns with the policy and how he feels infrastructure planning needs to change moving forward. Could you tell us a little bit about the letter that Forest and Bird received from Minister for Resource Management Reform Chris Bishop and what sort of reforms the government is planning?
Sure, yeah. Well, it hasn't really been a particularly great week for the environment, or to be honest, New Zealanders for that matter, and around how we can have a say about what happens in our back garden. And yeah, earlier this week we received a letter from Chris Bishop setting out the government's plans for changes to resource management. So resource management, it doesn't actually sound that sexy, but it's incredibly important for all of us, as you'll probably know, because it's really the kind of building blocks that set out what can be built where across the whole country. So it's incredibly important. And, you know, we've been trying to reform the resource management system for really about 30 years now. And, you know, the system that we've had is kind of this love child of Simon Upton and Geoffrey Palmer. And we've needed a new approach. I think there's been quite broad agreement about that. And a lot of work has gone on, in particular over the last kind of 3-4 years around what change could look like. And what we actually had earlier this week was a letter from Chris Bishop saying, actually, we've ditched all the proposals and reforms that were put forward, you know, with a lot of input from businesses, environmental groups, legal experts, scientists, community groups, and this is what we want to do. So it repealed the last government's changes, and it set out in this letter earlier this week this idea around this fast-track system that it really wants to bring in. And it, to be honest, it's incredibly worrying, both from an environmental perspective, which is obviously at the heart of things for us, but also, I think, for people's ability to have their say. So, you know, I guess the question is, well, what are they proposing? What was in the letter? It's this ability to rush through any development. And the language in the letter is it talks about anything significant at local, regional, or national level, but it also says development. It goes beyond infrastructure. And it's also reducing the ability for people to have their say. So it's much faster timeframes, limited rights for people to have a say, which we can just now. And in essence, it's giving ministers in Wellington the power to green light development. And I think people are, you know, we're deeply worried about this.
Does the letter mention climate protection at all in terms of this proposed fast tracking? And do we think this is something that the government is wary of or concerned about when it comes to development?
So it doesn't mention climate change at all, you know, which given how significant climate change is as an issue for us, given how much damage we're seeing from climate events, you know, the impact of the floods in Auckland, Cyclone Gabrielle, have really kind of, I guess, woken us up to just how vulnerable we are. Yeah, there's no mention at all. I think the other thing is there's no mention of the biodiversity crisis that we face. You know, so climate change, I think, is reasonably well understood by people. And we've got, you know, plans in place around emissions and adaptation. But biodiversity is something that people just don't get. You know, New Zealand's environment is not in good shape at all. You know, the amount of wetland destruction we've had, the amount of our native flora and fauna that's really at risk. And yeah, these proposals don't seem to acknowledge that at all, you know. And you know, the reality is, any of these changes are going to be fundamental to the protections that our environment has. And you know, the reality is that, you know, kind of flip-flopping like this after every election doesn't give the businesses any certainty. So it's not good for our economy, and it's not good for the environment. It's incredibly difficult to see how this is going to work, or also how it's going to be durable. And that's not good for anybody.
Chris Bishop has said that increasing fast-tracking processes will allow us to, quote, cut through the thicket of red tape that has bedeviled infrastructure projects in New Zealand for far too long. Do you think this is a serious issue, this bureaucracy, or is it necessary?
So I think there's a balance to strike. So, I think most organisations aren't adverse to some kind of fast-tracking, but fast-tracking should be the exception rather than the rule. And what we've got here is you can fast-track pretty much anything. And by the way, ministers can refer these pet projects to an expert panel that they'll appoint that will have powers and scope that they will limit. Actually, that's not the right way to do things. So, we can fast-track things. There were already provisions being explored around that. But there's a way to do these things to make sure that when we're making decisions of this importance, that we're doing it really well, right? We need people to be able to bring their expert knowledge, their experience. We need local communities to have their voices heard. And yet, that does take time. But you're talking about decisions that are, having a major impact on our environment, but are also kind of things like infrastructure developments that we want to last, right? Building a new motorway or a big housing development. These things take a long time, so getting it right in the planning stage is really, really important.
Some would argue that allowing fast-tracking to improve and build infrastructure could unlock more environmentally friendly possibilities or opportunities for Aotearoa. What would be your response to this?
I think that's a bit of a red herring. So we've already got a process in place to enable us to do things like wind farms, to bring in more solar, to look at things like carbon sequestration. I think, there's incredible opportunities around nature-based solutions, but we can't fight climate change at the expense of destroying our environment. It just doesn't stack up. So we need to make sure that we're obviously able to take forward those important developments that we need, but we need to be very acutely aware that we can't do it at any price. So, nature is like an interconnected system, right? The changes that we have in one area can have far-reaching impacts, when we look beyond that immediate location, and we've got to make sure that we're looking at those impacts really, really carefully. Doesn't mean that we can't, we're not saying no to, some of these developments. I think what we're saying is you've got to make sure you've got the right processes to go through to make sure that we've really thought it through and that we are making really good choices around where to put these things so that we're, minimising the amount of damage that we're going to be causing.
What would Forest and Bird Aotearoa like to see moving forward in terms of creating more efficient systems for infrastructure improvements in an environmentally friendly way?
Sure. I think the first thing we've got to do is park this fixation on it's 100 days, therefore we can drive through things incredibly rapidly. We need a better approach that's going to endure, right, and provide certainty for the business community, enable Kiwis to have their voices heard, and deliver better outcomes for the environment. It's really interesting. Simon Upton, former national minister and currently the parliamentary commissioner for the environment, I think he captured it really well. The economy is a subset of the environment, not vice versa, right? So when we're looking at the changes that we need to make, and we absolutely agree there's a need to change, but we've got to make sure that, the powers that already exist under the RMA are able to be used effectively. We've got to make sure that we've got investment in the right kind of information to support regulation. We've got to make sure that local leadership, can articulate, the scale of the problems that are faced and, talk to local communities about actually the trade-offs and how we can transition to a more sustainable economy. There are solutions that we can take forward. We've sent the last 4 years working really hard on what better options could look like, and driving through these changes is just not the right approach. So I guess our ask of question would be, look, show a bit of leadership here and be prepared to slow down. You know, in National's manifesto before the election, they said they were passionate about safeguarding New Zealand's unique environment. Well, actually, now's the time to put that into action, show that you actually mean that. This isn't just about looking after the environment. That's incredibly important. But it's also about actually your listeners having the ability to have their voices heard. You know, I think this is what's quite disturbing about this, is that not only are we going to get worse outcomes for the environment, so we're facing the prospect of things like mining on public conservation land, you know, damage to our fresh water, which is already in a parlous state. But actually, people's ability to have their voices heard and to say, look, I support this or I disagree with this. And by the way, here's what I know about this area. Here's what my connection is to this community. You know, to have that undermined, actually, that's just not how we do things in New Zealand. And I think that's something that I think people are really upset at, as much as they are about the environmental consequences of what's been proposed.
That was Forest and Bird General Manager of Conservation Advocacy, Richard Capey, speaking to me about his concerns with the government's fast-track consenting on infrastructure development.